So my New Year's resolution to you is to continue to inspire you and challenge you with in-depth and intelligent humor. So I begin by asking you what this is. This is a middle name. A middle name. A father decided to give his son this middle name. Therefore, his son's children would always have a secure password that they could remember. There's a story about a boy who came across a woman in the store, and he was talking with her, and he shared with her that his father's name was Laughing, and his mother's name was Smiling. The woman says, "You must be kidding." The boy says, "No, that's my brother." He said, "I am." Can you fill in the blank? "I am joking." Names are important. They must be. Everybody has one. Some of you, as you shared, have had more than one name. Most often, names are chosen after careful thought and discussion. Perhaps a child is, a name is given to memorialize a family member or loved one, honor an ancestor. And throughout the world, names come from different traditions and from different formulas. In our Western culture, people have been identified by surnames that are often descriptive. Descriptive of a physical trait, for example. There are names like White, Brown, Short, and the very unfortunate name I saw of a college football player, of Butt. Names may come from occupation or trade, like Baker, Smith, Trainer. Or from topographical or geographical places such as hill or rivers. Perhaps a town, London, Savoy. Children, particularly sons, are often named after fathers with the addition, for example, of Scandinavians adding S-E-N. Son of Sven would be Svensson. The Polish would add Ski, Romanowski. The Scots would add Mac to the beginning of the name. MacDonald would be son of Donald. Or the Irish would add Fitzpatrick, son of Patrick. And then there are nicknames. Nicknames often, as I mentioned, define or give a characteristic about a person. I went to my authority on nicknames and talked to my mother. Nicknames from small town Iron Range, Minnesota. And she pulls out of a list of about 75 of them. A few of them were such names as Wee Wee, Snort, Sauce, Humpty, Skunky, Tutso, and Crockeye. She doesn't know the real names of any of those people. I've never been given a nickname. I kind of feel like I've missed out a little bit. Allison has a nickname now. Many years ago, someone commented her on how dark and deep her tan was and said she looked like a cocoa bean. So now for me, she is Bean. So names often have an identifying characteristic about them. And even more significance in biblical times. In Romans, it is said, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. The importance of a good name. And so names throughout Scripture are first of all used to describe characteristics or circumstances, such as Isaac. Isaac means he laughs. It describes the response of Sarah, his mother, when informed that she'd have a child when she was well past her childbearing years. At the time, Abraham was wondering if he would ever have the descendants that God had promised him. Moses means to draw out. As an infant, he was pulled from the Nile River and then raised in the house of the Pharaoh of Egypt. The name Elijah is a combination of El, meaning God, and Yah, the name of God, Yahweh. Elijah means, my God is Yahweh. And the name of Jesus is the Greek for the Hebrew name Yeshua, meaning Yahweh saves. We see in Matthew where Joseph is told that this son that will be born of Mary will save his people from their sins. So names help us make a connection. A grizzly bear goes into a diner. I told you I was going to give you good stuff. He tells the waitress, I want grilled cheese. The waitress says, what's with the paws? He goes, what the heck? I'm a bear. Told you I was going to challenge you. What do you call bears without ears? Simply the letter B. So you have to make the connections here. And so names were used in that way. They are also used to describe knowledge or understanding. You would classify by name. We might recognize it in our science practices, how species are known by certain names. For example, human. Humans are Homo sapiens, which means wise or knowing man. In the book of Exodus, God says to Moses, I know you by name. And this is more than recognition, knowing Moses and his name. But God is emphasizing that Moses is known by God. God completely understands who Moses is. And so there is the understanding that God knows us for who we are. And understands us. Names will also describe one in authority. The one who gives the name has authority over the person who receives the name. God gave Abram a new name. The name Abram means exalted ancestor. He's given the name Abraham, which means ancestor of a multitude. The Pharaoh, the one in power, renamed Joseph. You're familiar with the story how Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams and saved the people of Egypt from famine. And so then, because Joseph had gained the Pharaoh's favor, he was given the name Japhethnath-Paneah, which means one who furnishes sustenance of the land. And so names had their significance throughout our scriptures, identifying character and knowledge and authority. And now as we look at the name of God, we gain knowledge and understanding and being able to use that name. To use God's name meant that people had an understanding of God's character. Could identify with God and know God. Now this is God the Creator, the Sovereign of all the universe. How are we to truly understand this God? And so, of course, only God could name God. And so we have the story of Moses in dialogue with God. And Moses says, suppose I go to the Israelites. And they say, and I say to them, God has sent me. And they ask, well, what is the name that we are to call this God? So Moses asks, what do I tell them? And God gives them the name Yahweh. Yahweh, formed by four Hebrew letters. The root word meaning to be present or to exist. It means He creates, He causes. Literally interpreted, God says, I am what I am. God is dynamic and God is active. God does not depend on anyone or anything, independent of any outside influence. Therefore, the ultimate source of everything. And so it was a name to be used only of God and only for God. And the people of Israel, in the years to follow, in fear of using God's name incorrectly or for their own benefit, adapted different names for God. Adonai, meaning Lord, or Elohim. They would not use the holy name that God had described Himself with. As we look then at the name of Jesus, it is the Greek of the Hebrew Yeshua, a form of Yeshoshua, which means God saves. We are dependent upon these revelations of God, a God who saves, who provides salvation. Through the revelations of God, we understand God's nature, and Jesus is the fullest revelation of the character of God and identifying with God, creating a connection, a relationship. And we're given the name of God so that we can use it, so that we can call upon God. In the commandments, the people of Israel are instructed, do not take my name in vain. Meaning, God says, I give you my name. Use it. Use my name. Use what I give you. Jesus goes even further as He teaches His disciples and teaches us to call upon God as Father. Biblical characters, names, often referenced God. Their very identities pointed to God. We have three adult children, all over the age of 30. From time to time, I've tried, and maybe you've tried this as well, to try and to picture them with a different name. And it's really impossible to do. To imagine them being called something different, to have a different name. It's just beyond my understanding. Because now they are identified by those names. And we too are identified by our character. It is to be imprinted upon us of who we are. And as we speak of the living God, we are to be identified by this relationship we have with God, of what we do with our lives, of who we are, that we reflect God in all that we do, and people see in us God's presence.